Is he all right? Is he alive? Where Eric journeyed, only God and Eric know, but we know that he ended up thousands of miles from his home. And somewhere along his path, somehow, Eric began to believe he had been given an assignment. Someone noticed Eric going through a dumpster looking for food, and that someone suggested that Eric sweep up in exchange for the garbage. Eric interpreted this comment as an assignment. He believed he had been given a permanent commission to clean up a roadside in San Antonio, Texas. To the local residents, Eric's lanky form and bearded face became a familiar feature as he walked up and down his assigned section of Interstate 10 gathering trash. Through the years, many tried to assist him, but Eric resisted. He was content to survive on what he collected. He created a home out of a hole in a vacant lot. He designed a wardrobe out of split trousers and a torn sweatshirt. Summer sun was deflected by an old hat. Winter chill softened by a plastic bag covering his shoulders. His weathered skin and stooped shoulders made him look twice his 44 years. But then 16 years living on the side of the road would do that to you. It had been 16 years since Debbie had seen her brother, and she might never have seen him again had it not been for two events. The first was construction of a car lot on top of Eric's hovel. The second was a pain in Eric's abdomen. The car lot took Eric's shelter. The pain took Eric's health. When EMS found Eric curled in a ball on the roadside, he was already dying of cancer. Another few months and Eric would be gone, and with no known family or relatives, he would die as he lived, alone. Eric's court-appointed temporary guardian couldn't handle this thought. Surely someone is looking for this man, reasoned the attorney. So the attorney searched the internet for anyone missing a brown-haired adult male with Eric's last name. A reply came from a New Hampshire woman. Could this homeless man in Texas be the brother she'd been seeking for so long? The description seemed to match, but she had to know for sure. So Debbie, her husband, and two children headed for Texas. By the time Debbie arrived, Eric had been released from the hospital. Debbie found him near his old home, resting against the side of a building. One look was all it took to convince her the search was over. She saw beyond the sun-dried skin, beneath the unkempt hair and beard. She saw her brother. Eric, however, didn't recognize his sister. The years had ravaged his mind. Debbie longed to embrace this long-lost sibling, but her instincts told her she must await his cue. And then something small led the way. Eric noticed an angel pin Debbie was wearing. He was intrigued by it. When Debbie offered the pin to Eric, he said yes. He even allowed her to pin the angel on his shirt. And with that one gesture, she at long last touched her brother. Debbie came to Texas planning to spend a week, but a week passed and she couldn't leave. She rented an apartment, began homeschooling her children, and reached out to her brother. It wasn't easy. He didn't always recognize her. He wouldn't call her by name. One day he cursed her. He refused to sleep in her apartment. He didn't want her food. He didn't want to talk. He just wanted his vacant lot. He wanted his job. But Debbie didn't give up on Eric. Weeks became months, and still the sister stayed. She understood that he didn't understand. So she stayed. I came to know her as she began to attend our church. After hearing her story, I asked what you would have asked. Why? Why didn't she give up? Simple, she told me. He's my brother. Her pursuit reminds us of another, doesn't it? Another kind of heart who left home in search of the confused. Another compassionate soul who couldn't bear the thought of a brother in pain. So, like Debbie, he left home. Like Debbie, he found his sibling. And when God found us, we acted like Eric. We didn't recognize the one who came to help us. When he told us we were part of his family, we didn't believe him. When he offered a safe place to stay, we didn't follow him. We ignored him. Some even cursed him and told him to leave. But he didn't leave. He lingered.